Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, 63. For Thursday, mostly sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon. We'll see highs around 90 degrees. Right now, it's 59.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Kansas Labor Secretary Delia Garcia has resigned in the midst of escalating problems with the state's unemployment insurance caseload. Governor Laura Kelly announced yesterday she had accepted Garcia's resignation and appointed the governor's deputy chief of staff, Ryan Wright, as the acting secretary until a permanent candidate is nominated. Back on the 10th of this month, duplicate payments totaling $7 million were made to more than 4,500 claimants of pandemic unemployment assistance. The Labor Department last week reversed those payments, causing some recipients' bank accounts to become overdrawn. Cleanup continued yesterday in Great Bend after storms on Sunday left trees covering the ground, telephone poles down, and roofs torn from homes. KTV reports the Great Bend Zoo lost about 7 or 8 trees, and some people in the midst of cleanup yesterday were still without power. I'm Rick Averett with a look at your Tuesday Kansas news on the Mid-America Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Kansas farmers have harvested a quarter of the winter wheat crop in the Sunflower State, making about average progress for this time of year. The National Ag Statistics Service also reports about 68% of the winter wheat in Kansas is now mature. It rated the condition of the statewide wheat crop as 6% excellent, 38% good, 33% fair. The agency reported 16% of the state's wheat crop was in poor condition, with another 7% of the crop rated as very poor. Three people reported injured in a shooting south of downtown Wichita last night. Arriving officers to the Afton Motel found the three different people had been shot. The victims, a man in his 60s, a man in his 20s, and a woman in her 20s, were all taken to the hospital with serious injuries, but were expected to survive. And Kansas weather forecasters saying sure should be a bit cooler across the Sunflower State today, with another possibility of some rainfall in areas of the state tomorrow. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska has confirmed another 103 coronavirus cases, but no new deaths. The new cases brings the total of known number of cases to 17,810 in the state since the pandemic began. So far, officials have confirmed 244 virus-related deaths. On Sunday, state corrections officials said another prisoner had tested positive for the virus. So far, a total of 8 inmates and 20 prison employees have tested positive for COVID-19 in the state. Nebraska will extend its unemployment benefits for the first time in nearly 40 years in response to the mass layoffs triggered by coronavirus. The Nebraska Department of Labor says it'll provide up to an additional 13 weeks for eligible recipients who have exhausted their regular or pandemic unemployment benefits. The extended benefits were triggered when the state unemployment rate hit 5.2% during the week of June 14th. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Afraid to overpay? Switch to U.S. Cellular and get a free Samsung Galaxy S25G, plus no activation fees. U.S. Cellular. New smartphone service plan, new line, port in, credit approval, qualified trade-in, qualified smartphone purchase, DP plus required, and comes by a monthly bill credit on a 30-month RIC. Taxes, fees, and terms apply. 5G not available in all areas. 5G coming in parts of Iowa and Wisconsin in 2020. See associate for details.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in a new approach, one that puts you first. Visit 1200 North 6th Street in Beatrice. Choose fair.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County remains COVID-free, now one of just 13 Kansas counties and one of only two eastern Kansas counties without a positive virus test as of Monday's update from KDHE. Among adjacent neighbors, just a single case thus far noted in Washington County. Nemaha has three active cases among 23 reported. Republic County has had four, Cloud and Clay County seven each. Riley has reported 124 with 7 hospitalized, and Pottawatomie 51 cases with 4 hospitalizations. Gage County has just 2 new reports within the past 2 weeks, with a cumulative total of 47 reported. In spite of generally improved local numbers, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly Monday announced extension of Phase 3 restrictions on rising cases in some parts of the state. These include mass gatherings of more than 45 individuals are not recommended, while all education, activities, venues, and establishments may operate and are recommended to follow all public health guidelines. The Marysville City Swimming Pool was unable to open as planned Monday due to low chlorine levels and is expected to open Tuesday, operating daily from 1 until 8 p.m. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved a request from Marysville High School for prom activities July 11th, including a prom walk on the 7th Street corridor, scheduled about 7:15 p.m. Economic development request was approved for 311 South 7th Street for demolition incentive. The city treasurer updated using excess funds toward paying off remaining principal at the pool fund. Bonds are callable in September, and substantial interest could be saved. $3,345,000 plus interest is currently owed. A loan of $770,000 from general funds held. Loan to the PBC would fund the balance with current funds in the pool fund added. Savings of $739,000 interest is then anticipated. Future sales tax proceeds averaging $40,000 to $50,000 monthly would replenish those accounts. The city currently holds $3.7 million in low-interest CDs. Other long-term projects committed were considered, but would not likely be affected given the significant idle balances of cash. A resolution to approve this recommendation was passed unanimously. Allowing an alternate street surface other than concrete for the Hartley Ridge subdivision was presented, suggesting a cold mix chip and seal surface. The option of leaving the street improvements to the developer and making it a private street was brought up by Councilmember Diane Schroller, and council consensus to return that option to the Planning Commission was approved unanimously. Volunteer representatives revisited plans for a dog park at 8th and Jackson Streets, adding a truss bridge that is county surplus to the site, allowing access. Concerns with the bridge integrity and ongoing maintenance costs were brought forward. Permission to proceed was delayed until after a July budget meeting. BG Consultants reported on repair options to the sewer lagoons. Maintaining current storage, alternate irrigation, or engineered wetlands were presented. An additional 30-plus acres would need to be added to the current 47 acres at an estimated cost of some $3 million to bring the site up to current standards. Irrigation could run up to $2 million. Final estimates are being drafted with the goal of meeting a June 30th deadline in order to allow the city opportunity to apply for up to $600,000 in community block development grant funds. A special council meeting June 29th at 6 p.m. was set to finalize a decision. City Administrator presented a plan to design improvements for 11th Road to Keystone, with construction engineering costs of $29,000 approved that would allow developing cost estimates for upgrades. Options would allow completing the work in phases and would include some necessary drainage improvements. A motion to extend hours of city brush dump site to Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 and Saturday and Sunday afternoons 1 to 5 was passed unanimously. The dump will be closed July 4th. A budget workshop is scheduled July 2nd at 6 p.m. Recent flooding in Gage County has forced temporary closure of the hiking and biking trails between Chautauqua and Riverside Parks, with the back end of Chautauqua Park closed. Some city streets were also closed briefly due to flooding on the Big Blue River. Mary Jolene Fisher Cohor, stage 66, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, with a rosary preceding at 10 a.m. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mary Jolene Fisher Cohorst. Melvin E. Weirs, age 79, of Diller, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Diller. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Visitation Tuesday night until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Melvin Weirs. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Polish sausage, kraut, mashed potatoes, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, cheeseburger soup, turkey and Swiss sandwich, a vegetable plate, and fruited jello. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life has changed, but some things remain the same. We all still get up every morning, and our cars still have cup holders. And our cup holders are still meant to hold cups. Large cups that hold our favorite morning beverages. Beverages that make our mornings a little brighter and a little more normal. Sonic's Morning Drink Stop. Large drinks for 99 cents and large specialty drinks for $1.49 before 10 a.m. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. See menu for details. Mobile ordering available only at select locations for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Quiet weather for today. We're going to see mostly sunny skies, and it looks like quiet weather for it tonight. We do have chances for some isolated showers and thunderstorms over the next couple of days, thanks to an upper level trough and a few disturbances. Then we have a low pressure system that will move across the central and east central parts of the Midwest as we head towards the end of the week, bringing ongoing chances of showers and thunderstorms continuing into the weekend. We'll also see temperatures warm back up into the lower 90s starting Thursday. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Lower 80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, temps in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mid 80s. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 63. And Thursday, sunny, isolated storms. We'll see highs around 90. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, 87. Recent record high 96 in 2009, the average low 64 and the record low 56 in 1990. We were at 59 degrees this morning. Trace amount of precipitation Monday evening here in Marysville. Sunset this evening 8:58, sunrise in the morning at 5:59. Again, 59 degrees, sunshine with a light north wind lingering. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 23rd of June. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
USD 223 Hanover Barnes and Lynn is looking to hire route bus drivers for Hanover and Lynn for the 2021 school year. Pay starts at $18 an hour and includes health insurance benefits. Applicants must be willing to obtain a Class B commercial driver's license and the appropriate endorsements. All training will be paid for by USD 223. For more information, call the district office at 763-4231.
NASCAR's defining moment, and baseball owners move ahead. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A day after a noose was found in NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace's garage, all 39 Cup Series drivers and their pit crews came together in solidarity to push Wallace's car to the front of the field moments before Monday's race at Talladega Super Speedway. Wallace, the sport's only full-time black driver, was consoled at the starting point by racing legend Richard Pebby. This year's winner, Ryan Blaney, is one of Wallace's closest friends.
It was just an honor to be a part of that. You know, not only the drivers, too, but the crew members and the fans that were in attendance as well. NASCAR, you know, that's something that I think everyone will remember for a long time.
Following 3 months of contentious negotiation, baseball team owners are using their power to implement a 60-game regular season in accordance with an agreement struck with the Players Union back on March 26th. Players will need to sign off on a health and safety protocol and pledge to return to their teams by July 1st. This is ABC Sports. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has officially signed his exclusive franchise tender for $31.4 million, which will make him one of the highest-paid players in the NFL next season. Both sides have until July 15th to work out a long-term deal before the season. Portland Trailblazers forward Trevor Ariza says he will not participate in the league's restart in Orlando next month. The veteran swingman is instead committing to a one-month visitation period with his son. ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski on the financial loss for Ariza.
He's going to lose potentially between $1 and $1.8 million, you know, based on whether Portland were to advance and get into the playoffs. So a significant sacrifice made by Trevor Ariza on behalf of his son.
Mississippi State running back Kylan Hill has threatened to sit out the season if the state does not change its flag. Mississippi is the only state with the Confederate symbol in its flag. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Murray's Village and baseball teams will host Fairbury in a junior-senior doubleheader Tuesday. Juniors begin at 5:30, seniors at 8 at Feldhausen Field Tuesday.
AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Trump administration's new and scaled back Waters of the U.S. rule became law on Monday after last-minute attempts to block the rule. A federal judge late last week denied an effort to prevent implementation of the new regulation called the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. The challengers claim the new rule removes protection from many U.S. waterways. WOTUS, now NWPR, has been the subject of multiple lawsuits, including some that were examined by the Supreme Court. In the order denying the motion for temporary relief, the judge wrote, in the prior cases, the issue was always whether the agencies had gone too far in extending the scope of the federal regulation. Now the question is whether the agencies have not gone far enough. Well, that judge ultimately sided with the EPA, but a federal judge in Colorado rejected the Section 404 permit process included in the new rule, which refers to the Corps of Engineers' authority to issue permits for discharge of dredged or fill material into those navigable waters. Well, late last week, a court decision confirmed farmers may use existing stocks of dicamba herbicide this growing season. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which vacated the registrations of three dicamba herbicides early in the month, denied the petition to stop the use of products already purchased by farmers and applicators. The ruling applies to Bayer's Xtendimax, BASF Ingenia, and Corteva's Fexapan herbicides. Additionally, during its series of late evening orders on June 19th, the court granted both CropLife America and a grower coalition request to file an amicus brief. The brief supports the EPA's order to allow the use of the products. The brief highlighted the devastating consequences that would result if the NGO's requests were granted and growers could not use those existing stocks. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 summer harvest update. Harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, U.S. Custom Harvesters, and Syngenta AgriProceed. Let's check in again with Skimper Harvesting. J.C. Skimper has several crews across the state of Kansas now as we have made our way officially into the state of Kansas to begin our harvest. However, there has been quite a bit of moisture around the state. Has that impacted you guys?
For us, we cut in Kansas for about five beans. We've had 4 days off now due to wet weather. For our beans, we did get a cut here at Pratt. It was really good wheat. We had anything from 45 up to 55 with some test weights of 60 to 63, which was pretty good for Pratt here. We've had a lot of moisture and came at the right time, we'll put it that way. Our machines out of Kinsley, Kansas, they've cut some making 77, some made 82. So over there in the middle of the state, South Central, looks pretty darn good. Now, as we go west, we go to Chattanooga, they were cut continuous here just the other day, making around 12 to 15 bushel. That was continuous behind corn stalks, not real good. But the summer fallow and some of the other dryland fields will probably push 30 to 40, maybe even some 50. So it looks pretty promising. Now, if you go out towards Scott City, they had anything from an inch 80 to an inch out there last night of a hard rain that storm came across. But out of Scott City, we're looking at some 10 bushel wheat, but we've also got some 40s and 50s. Now, it won't be as good as last year, but we're still looking for a pretty nice crop. It is dry in the area, but they still produced a wheat crop. They needed that drink of water for their corn.
Again, with Skimper Harvesting, that is J.C. Skimper as his many crews around the state of Kansas. Best of luck to you guys. Summer harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. That's the latest. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Last week, we spent our time with you to talk about the murder hornet, the Asian giant hornet. Today, let's talk about more bugs, including cicadas. After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Our garden expert, our garden guru, Jim Fazell, is with us again today, and he's got bugs on his mind.
You know, it's very interesting. About 13 years ago, we had the outbreak of the Great Northern Illinois Brood Marlot 13 cicadas. We're having an emergence this year, which is a sub-brood of this Marlot 13, and it's for some peculiar reason coming out 4 years early. Now, that happens on occasion. Now, this isn't a separate brood at all. It's still a part of that 17-year brood coming out early. If this was part of a completely separate brood, it would have come out on 94 and 78 back in 1994, but we didn't have anything show up then. We didn't have anything show up in 78 either. These would have been the 90 and the 73 emergence of this 17-year brood. This 17-year brood is located in northern Illinois, and it has quite a history. Back in 1956, we had the largest emergence of a periodical cicada that has ever been recorded in this part of the country. The noise was tremendous. If you had your radio on, you had to close your windows to be able to hear it. There was a tremendous din as these things were trying to attract mates, and they did a lot of damage to the tips of oak trees down there and to the tips of trees all over the place. These are insects that do not bite people. They do not sting. They don't suck on your tree and kill it, although they do feed very gently on trees just for the few days that they're out. Their main source of damage is the fact that the females cut slits in small twigs to lay their eggs. Now, these slits are deep enough that on small twigs, the twigs will eventually die and break off. And, of course, when they do, they drop to the ground with these little tiny larvae in them. And these larvae dig down into the ground looking for a place where they can find a root to fasten onto. And they feed on that same root for 17 years in the ground. They're in the dark for 17 years. They feed so remotely or so lightly that even a large percentage of them does not damage the tree at all. These things are a wonder of nature. And when you stop to think about it, 17 years in the ground, then they come out for a few short weeks to enjoy the sunlight, to mate, and start a new generation. They really are a fascinating wonder of nature.
Back after this.
It only takes one hailstorm to destroy an entire season of work. Don't gamble when hail threatens the foundation of your income. Call Linda's insurance agency about crop hail policies through RCIS. Ask Linda Schmitz about two-hour binding. Help protect your investment in your farming operation this year. Call Linda's insurance agency in Marysville today for crop hail insurance. RCIS and Linda's insurance agency, standing with you, rain or shine. This entity is an equal opportunity provider. Coverage underwritten by Rural Community Insurance Company, Anoka, Minnesota.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
This is Ellen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth. If you're a business owner and you need employees, we have a website called Hire Here First. You can have a job posted for free. We have a lot of people who look there, and they can go and check out the different jobs available here in our county. We want to keep our employees here. Whether you're an employer and need an employee, or you're an employee and you need a job, we've got it here for you at choosemarshallcountyks.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 62 after a morning low of 59, not far off a record low of 56. We had just a trace amount, a few hundredths of an inch of rain with a brief shower last evening in Marysville, some east of us, 30, 40 hundredths. Highs warming near 80 today. Mild conditions continue.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. It appears as if we might be soon hearing the words play ball. After 3 months of fruitless negotiations, Major League Baseball is now ready to set the schedule for the 2020 season. Correspondent John Stolness has more.
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred is expected to unilaterally set the 2020 season at 60 games with no expanded postseason and no universal designated hitter. Players will receive 100% of their prorated salaries. In a statement, Manfred did not specify the length of the season, but it is believed it will be 60 games, the same amount the players' union rejected hours earlier. The announcement comes as MLB is dealing with a wave of positive coronavirus tests at various spring training sites, including five Philadelphia Phillies who tested positive in Clearwater, Florida. A set of health and safety protocols still needs to be agreed to. I'm John Stolness.
And I'm Rick Everett. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Legion baseball teams will host Fairbury in a junior-senior doubleheader Tuesday. Juniors begin at 5:30, seniors at 8 at Feldhausen Field Tuesday.
A little early is better than too late when it comes to harvesting vegetables. Some early harvest advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. That's 800-343-4379.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 23rd, the 175th day of the year. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has a birthday, and the first patent for an invention called a typewriting machine was issued on this day in 1868. Is it too early to think about harvesting vegetables? Not at all. In fact, some veggies are best picked early for best flavor. Yellow squash and zucchini, for example, are best when they're about 4 inches long. There's no harm in harvesting a few early. The plants usually produce more than we can handle anyway. Pick broccoli when the buds or treetops are still dark and tightly closed. And new potatoes can be dug up soon after the plants have bloomed. They don't keep well, so enjoy them right away in salads or stir fries. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
outside the courthouse on Fifth and Vine. There's 100 people holding up their homemade signs. They say they'll be there sunshine or rain, till somebody listens, till something's changed. Believers, believers, they got a little more faith than the world has doubt. The earth might shake, but they stand their ground. And God only knows where we'd be without believers. They were a couple of kids with cheap wedding bands. They didn't have nothing but big old plans. 5 years later, they're still going strong. Oh, but they're not surprised, they knew it all along. Believers, believers, they got a little more faith than the world has doubt. The earth might shake, but they stand their ground. And God only knows where we'd be without. Still prays that her wayward son will find his way. There's a telephone call that makes her cry. It's her son saying, Mama, I've seen.